Blog Talk Radio.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Books with Becky. Today's guest is, I was almost late getting into the show because my daughter made dinner tonight. It was amazing. And then for some reason there was a problem when I tried to connect. So we have already waiting for us our guest today, Addison Bray.
Hello there. How are you, Becky?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I hope you now, since you've had a delicious dinner or are about to have a delicious dinner, it's happy hour. I hope you have a cocktail in your hand, glass of wine.
I do indeed.
And everyone listening, if you don't have one and if you're in a safe and appropriate place to have one, then get one. Join us.
Everything is better with a cocktail.
Absolutely.
So how are you doing with, where are you? A lot of Tirgar's authors are international, so I'm always trying to check and see where people are at, get a feel. Are you in the States?
I'm in the States, as some of my fellow Texans would say. I'm in the nation of Texas, but yes, I'm in the United States. I'm in Dallas, Texas, right outside of downtown. We have a beautiful view of the Dallas skyline. So it and it's a beautiful day. The sun's out. Spring is around the corner, or actually it's here. So yeah, and I have been hard at work, just getting ready to launch the second book, the sequel to Becker Circle, a new book called Dark Energy, Return to Becker Circle. So that has been what I've been doing with every spare moment I can find, but it's been fun.
Okay, so, and I know the book releases on June 10th.
Correct.
But it is already available for now for pre-sale.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. And the,
is that everywhere?
The timing is perfect. It's available for pre-sale on all the major retailers. It is 99 cents on Amazon, or 99, the equivalent to 99 cents in other national currencies. And it so happens that the first book is also 99 cents right now. That will be temporary, but the new one, Dark Energy, will be on sale till June the 14th. So anyway, it gives you plenty of time. Anyone who has not read the first one, you don't have to read the first one to enjoy the second one. But if you would like to, and the cool thing about, and the timely thing about this, of course, I didn't know this when I wrote the first one, both of these books take place in the bar scene. And, you know, in finishing up the second one with all of the COVID-19 stuff that's happening around the world, it just became this giant tribute to every bartender, every server, every bar manager, the entire service industry that is suffering so much right now. So it's really my tribute to them. And there's so few people who've actually worked in that industry, and it kind of gives you a little bit of a taste of what their lives are like. Of course, in this book, it gets a little bit dramatic, but it is a romantic suspense. Hopefully not every bartender and server and manager has to deal with what Joanne had to deal with.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Pardon me. Oh, dear Lord, so sorry.
You all right?
So, yeah, I'm okay. I just, I was trying not to hiccup, and I kind of gave myself like an air pocket. Because I didn't want to be rude, and you were talking, we're live. I didn't want to just be like, ooh, but instead I ended up hurting myself. I'm so sorry for that. So, the episode info, for anybody who's following along online, next to episode info, where you can find more information and links for Addison and her books, you can click on the word chat, and it takes us into a little chat area where you can comment, ask questions. I invite anybody who's listening to do so. I've also put information there about both books. So it's a good place to go to if you're looking for something, if you're looking for a quick way to learn more about dark energy and Becker Circle. So how are you filling your days with the shutdown? I'm not sure, the stay at home, the pandemic, it's the Coronageddon.
It's a little bit crazy. My other half and I both work from home anyway. I'm a marketing consultant, so I'm used to being at home. It's a little bit frustrating when I want to go somewhere and I can't, you know, especially when I want to meet up with friends, or, you know, one of my favorite things to do is meet a friend for happy hour, or, you know, try out a new restaurant, which we have not been able to do. So that part's frustrating, but, you know, it's not been terribly different. I haven't been able to see my parents because they're a little bit older and at that higher risk and category that I don't want to try to, you know, but anyway, but it's actually given me more time to focus on writing and reading and just getting closer to the whole book world. How about you?
I'm working from home, but I don't normally. I have a day job. I'm a paralegal in Center City. So the last 2 months I've been working from home, and I'm a homebody, so I didn't feel like it would be a big strain. Like, I enjoy being home, but I didn't realize how much I interact with the world just going in and out of the city and working all day. And it's just been, I know it's going to sound silly, but it's been exhausting. The lack of interaction has actually been exhausting. My sleep schedules are all out of whack.
I get
but,
it.
But, yeah.
That totally makes sense.
My daughter and I today, and it's like, and I get the groceries delivered. And so, I mean, it's like, I'm not even going to the supermarket. So earlier today, we needed to get a couple of things from the pharmacy, and it's a really nice day out. So my daughter and I went to go walk down and to the pharmacy to get a couple of things. She was out. She has like needs a nose spray for her sinuses. So we had to go get that. And it did not occur to either one of us that we have masks, but it did not occur to either one of us to grab them. we're walking because it's an extraordinarily nice day. So we're maybe a block from the pharmacy when I realize, oh, we didn't bring our masks. So we're the only people in Rite Aid that aren't masked, and people are staring at us like we have brought in the plague. We are direct from a 1400s ship from England, and we have brought the plague into Rite Aid because we are not wearing masks. So she's got her t-shirt pulled up over her face, and I had a hoodie. I grabbed a hoodie just in case. So I got like that stretched over my face so that we can, you know, calm everybody, all the rest of the shoppers down.
That's funny.
And we're a little bit amused with the entire thing, and we're trying to talk, and we're not wearing masks. She's got her shirt, like we're getting ready to rob the place, pulled up over her face, and I am holding my hoodie over my mouth. And I went to say something to her, and when I did, I accidentally inhaled a fuzzball from the inside of the hoodie and started to cough and choke. And we barely got out of Rite Aid with our lives.
Wow. Well, it's the coughing that probably upset people more than not wearing a mask. So
it did,
you know,
very much. And I was sitting here trying to explain.
Well,
I was like, no, it's all right. I'm choking on a fuzzy. Like,
oh, no. Well, you got through it, and I bet you won't do that again for a while.
Yeah. I was like, for now on, if we have to go somewhere, you're in charge of remembering the masks. She's like, why do I got to be in charge of remembering the masks? And I was like, because I remembered them.
I have to hang things off the doorknob to remember them. then
that's not a bad idea.
Like,
that's not a bad idea.
Trip over it before you walk out the door. So yeah, I'm interested to know if you and if anyone's listening out there, if you have questions about the name of the book, Dark Energy. I'm curious if most people know what that means, the whole cosmos concept. It's a theory, actually, of dark energy.
I am an extraordinary dork, and I grasp it, I embrace it, like I know these things about myself, and I'm good with it. But when I saw dark energy, I went to the Avengers, because in the beginning of that, trilogy or whatever of movies, they were experimenting with dark matter and trying to, mm-hmm. make energy out of dark matter. So I just kind of went there with it.
Okay.
But I doubt that's, but I know it's not a paranormal. I know it's a romantic suspense, but where did you come up? Like what meaning does it have for you?
So the meaning in this story, have you ever known anyone who just always has rotten luck, no matter how nice they are, sincere, careful, just they always get the short end. Bad stuff always happens. Bad luck happens to them. That is the metaphor for dark energy in the story. And the main character, Jillian, is one of those people. She is a young woman who never gives up. She has to learn to trust people, and she has conviction to follow through with the promises she makes. But the problem is she oftentimes gets herself into trouble trying to fulfill, keep these promises that she makes to people. So that's sort of the concept of dark energy in this story. So for those of you who are listening who don't know what this is, the theory is that dark matter is, in the cosmos, it's the thing that brings together planets and stars, and it's considered a good thing. It keeps, the sun close to the earth. It keeps the stars close enough to us to where we can see them, so it just keeps everything copacetic. Dark matter is what does that. What dark energy does is it slips in, and it's this giant void, and it pushes things apart. So the theory is, over however many years, it's debatable, and millions of years, there's a possibility that dark energy will slip into the universe and push the sun away from the earth and push all of the universe apart and all of the universes apart. So they just don't exist anymore and can't survive. So that's what this theory is. And so, Jillian has people in her life that she calls her dark matter. They're her people that she draws energy from and pulls the things that are important to her together. So that's what it means. And then, of course, her boyfriend writes a song about it in the first book, and then it really becomes the theme of the second book. So you kind of have to read it to see how it's woven throughout. But it's just a concept that fascinated me. So the book has a strong, and I haven't even mentioned part of the story. That, do you mind if I just give a quick synopsis of what it's all about?
No, go right ahead. Yeah.
So Jillian, the heroine, just gets past this long bad luck spell. And she has a new career. She goes from being a CPA to being a bar manager, which she can also still be an accountant for the bars. And she has this amazing boyfriend that was a real struggle for her. And then a boss who is her mentor and her friend, who is arrested, and he's been framed in a cryptojacking scheme. So this leaves Jillian, she's a brand new manager running both bars, and then she's trying to prove Pinky's innocence. Her boss is Pinky, and she can just barely survive. So that's what the story is all about. And that's,
okay.
She's very inspiring. She's my superhero. Like I know there's a lot of bartenders who are out there doing superhero things, and she is a mashup of many superhero strong women that I've known in my life, and a lot of them are young women, and they inspire me tremendously.
Oh, that's really sweet. And we are just about out of time. It's a quick little thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. I always feel like, wow, 15 minutes, and then it goes so fast. I just wanted to thank you for coming on, being my guest, telling us about your books.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Becky.
Everybody should pick them up because they sound really good.
I hope people like them. They're just fun reads. They're not intended to be, the epic novel. They're not War and Peace. This is fun, entertaining reads. And anyway, I would like to read. I've been reading up on your books in your series, and that's on my reading list. So there you go.
That's exciting. Thank you. Put a big smile on my face.
As you should for a Wednesday, we've made it through the majority of the week.
It's so hard to, day in and day out, like, what is today? What is today Wednesday? Like, oh, I
no, it's Monday
tomorrow.
Again. It's Monday again.
Yeah.
Still.
It's just been so weird.
The
first Monday back
we'll
to work
fine.
Is going to be
we'll
like the Mondays of the mother of all Mondays.
Right. Oh, you'll be fine. It's the same work you're doing. It's just in a different zip code.
Yeah. Although I do enjoy not having to get dressed every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dressed right now.
And avoiding the
I don't want you to think that I'm sitting here, in the nude. But I mean, just like I'm literally stumbling to work in my pajamas with a cup of coffee.
Well, all the makeup companies,
and eye crusties
and
stuff.
Earnings
like,
are going to lower. Yeah. Coffee companies, their earnings are going to go up. Makeup companies,
yeah.
Earnings are going to go down. But,
most definitely.
That's what happens. Well, anyway, this has been a blast. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and share some of what my latest passions are.
Oh, well, I thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that with us.
Oh, certainly. Anytime. So, yeah, if y'all have any questions, if you catch the podcast at a later date, and my social media links are on there, go to my website, email me, whatever you want, ask me any questions that you have, and I'm happy to answer about writing, about the book, about almost anything. I'll let you know if it's not a question I want to answer. But otherwise,
that's a good way to do it. You just put that out there. Just
yeah.
Don't worry about
yeah.
it. You got a question, ask it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'll answer it, but go ahead and ask.
If I can't answer it, I'll put it out there and see who can. So anyway, well, I hope you have an amazing week, Becky, and thanks again.
Thank you.
I hope your daughter continues to cook nice dinners.
Yeah, me too. I really like not cooking.
Good job. All right. Well,
yeah,
thanks a bunch.
Yeah,
and have a lovely evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.